Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Look at it, Beaver. Isn't that neat?
Yeah. And look at all the gadgets on it.
Yeah, it says it's got a real bell on it, and those knobs are genuine plastic. Boy, special student offer, 10% discount.
Yeah. Hey, Gilbert, are we students?
Sure, we go to school, and if you go to school, that automatically makes you a student. Hey, listen to this. Survey shows that students using typewriters greatly improve their grades.
How could just having a typewriter improve your grades?
Because even if you got the wrong answers, at least it comes out neat. Boy, Beaver, you get a special discount and everything. Why don't you ask your father to get you one?
I don't know. Why don't you ask your father to get you one?
I don't think I better do that. My father's been in a bad humor for the last couple of years. Come on, Beav, let's go downstairs and ask your father. I'll help you. I'll stand there while you're asking him.
No, I think I better wait until you go home.
Listen, Beav, you stand a better chance of getting it if you ask him in front of me.
How come?
Well, you know how fathers are. If you ask them for something alone, they'll say, what do you think I am, made of money? Do you know what it costs to run this house a month? But if there's another guy around, they don't want to act like a cheapskate. Come on.
No, I think I'll wait until you go home. And it'd really help me with my schoolwork, Dad.
Well, believe me, Beaver, anything that would help your schoolwork, I'm all for. But, son, you don't even know how to use a typewriter.
But you don't have to, Dad. Look here. It says you get a free book of easy lessons and anybody can learn how to type.
Son, do you remember the clarinet you kept after me to buy? You were going to take lessons on it? Well, as I recall, that lasted exactly 2 weeks. It hasn't been out of the case since. And, how about the guitar?
Yeah. Whatever happened to that deal?
Wally, I bought it for you.
Oh, yeah.
You really went ape over the guitar, Wally. You were going to let your sideburns grow and everything.
Yeah, I think that was good for 5 days.
And what about the ping pong table? You two were after your father until he bought you a ping pong table, and for 3 weeks it was nothing but ping pong, ping pong, and now it's out in the garage.
That's right. Just something for me to bark my shins on when I squeeze into the car.
But gee, Dad, we still use the ping pong table.
Yeah, we stand it up on one end and hang the dartboard on it.
But you know, Ward, I've been thinking about that typewriter. Beaver's getting older, and he does stick to things longer.
Well, I know, dear. And I suppose a typewriter might improve his grades, if he really stuck to it.
Gee, Beaver, I didn't think you'd get it that quick.
Now, just a minute. All I said was that I might possibly be talked into it.
Oh, boy, Dad, what do I have to say to talk you into it?
Well, you can start by promising that you won't give up on it like you did on the clarinet and the other things.
Oh, I won't give up, Dad, and I'll study every minute until I can type right with my eyes shut.
Well, I don't expect miracles, Beaver, but I am anxious for you to learn as quickly as possible so we can see that improvement in the grades.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks a lot. Hey, Wally, after supper, do you want to go out and play some ping pong?
Okay, I guess.
Well, ping pong is a neat game, Dad.
Beaver, I said I'd get the typewriter up. You don't have to overdo it. Well, there she is.
Oh, it's very nice. Isn't it, Beaver?
Boy, Dad, it's really neat.
Now, you remember, Beaver, this isn't a toy, and it's not to be treated as such. Oh, and here are the lessons.
Gee, thanks, Dad. And if you want any stuff typed up for your office, I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, Beaver, I'm sure it isn't going to happen as quickly as that. It's going to take a lot of work to learn how to type, and you're going to have to stick with it.
Well, yes, sir.
I'll get it.
Hi, Mr. Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Gilbert.
I came over to see if Beaver got his typewriter yet.
Yeah, I brought it home this evening.
Already? Golly, Mr. Cleaver, you sure are good to Beaver.
Well, I'm sure your father's just as good to you, Gilbert.
Yeah, well, that's what he's always telling me, but I haven't noticed it.
Yeah, well, Beaver's upstairs in his room.
Hi, Beav, I see you got your new typewriter.
Yeah, I'm already in the first lesson.
Boy, that's a neat one. But how come there's no letters on the keys?
Oh, that's the first lesson. You see, you cover up all the keys with these little pieces of paper, and then you look at this chart. They call it the touch system.
Oh. Hey, let me see you type your name.
Okay. B-E-A-V-E-R.
Q-O-Y-X $?
Yeah. I guess it takes a little time to catch on.
Yeah. I wonder how come they make learning so hard. My piano teacher won't let me look at the piano keys either.
I don't know. I guess if they made it too easy, the world would be loaded with piano players and guys who could type.
Hey, let me try to type my name.
Okay. But don't wreck it.
G-I-L-B-E-R-T.
Hi, Walt.
Oh, hi, Beav. Hey, what are you doing?
My homework. I gotta turn in this composition by tomorrow.
Well, how come you're not typing it?
Well, it's easier to do it in longhand.
Boy, Beaver, Dad's gonna be sore at you for conking out so soon.
I know, but it's gonna take me a million years to learn how to type. Well, what can I do?
Well, you just better keep at it.
Yeah. Boy, I sure got myself in a mess, didn't I?
Hiya, Jim.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
What do you say, buddy boy?
All right. How much you want to borrow?
$100.
I haven't got it.
Boy, what a crummy friend. And after all I've done for you.
What have you ever done for me?
Look, when two guys are buddy-buddy, they don't keep score.
Wally!
Yeah, Mom?
Mary Ellen's on the phone.
I'll be right back, Eddie.
What's the mush talk, lover boy? Her pop might be on the extension. Well, look at the squirt trying to type.
Don't bother me, Eddie. I gotta get this stuff done.
When? By the time you get in college?
Oh, yeah? I can type as good as you can.
Knock it off, Ron. Let me show you something. What are you trying to type?
This stuff here.
What'd you do, write this with your feet?
Well, it says...
I can make it out.
Golly.
What are you so amazed about?
Well, you can actually do something. I thought you were only good for being a wise guy.
Look, short stuff. Do you have a dollar?
Yeah, I got a dollar. What about it?
Well, how about me typing this for you for $1?
You typed this? That'd be cheating, wouldn't it?
Who's cheating? You already got it written out. All I'm gonna do is copy it for you.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Look, I'll even spell some of the words wrong, so it'll look like a little creep did it.
Gee, thanks, Eddie. Eddie, what if Wally comes back and catches you doing my typing for me? Won't he be sore?
Relax. Your brother's talking to Mary Ellen. Takes that character half an hour to say hello.
Did you want to see me, Mr. Bailey?
Yes, Theodore. Here we are. Now, the reason I kept you after class was to tell you how pleased I am with the composition you turned in. As you can see, I gave you a B+.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Bailey. I thought I might have done something wrong without knowing about it.
No, nothing of the kind. As a matter of fact, your composition was very well written to begin with. And the fact that it's typewritten shows that you're taking a big step forward in neatness and legibility.
Yes, sir.
I gather you have your own typewriter?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bailey. My dad bought it for me to help me with my homework.
Well, say, I'm pleased about that.
Well, but I'm really not a very good typewriter.
Well, I think you did extremely well, Beaver. There were a few minor mistakes, but still very good. And now that you're typing your assignments, I think we're going to lick that neatness problem.
Yes, sir, Mr. Billy, but...
I want you to take this home with you. I've added a note to let your parents know how pleased I am with your improvement and to thank them for their cooperation. You keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. I hope I can. Yes, sir.
Dear, what time are the Rutherfords picking us up?
Should be soon. They said they wanted to have an early dinner. Huh. I just wish Beaver'd get home.
Well, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. It'll all be explained by the phrase, goofing around. Say, when you and Gwen made this date to go out to dinner, whose idea was it?
Well, I don't know. I think Gwen said that Fred had been wanting to ask us out for dinner for a long time. Does it make any difference whose idea it was?
Well, no, not really. It's just that if they're asking us out, I hope Fred doesn't embarrass me by not picking up the check. Last time, it practically curled up before he paid it.
Well, Beaver, it's about time. Where have you been?
Oh, just goofing around.
What's this?
Oh, that's a note for you and Dad from Mr. Bailey.
Well, you got a B+ on your composition.
Well, Beaver, that's fine.
And a note from Mr. Bailey thanking us for showing our interest by getting Beaver a typewriter.
Well, son, I can see we made a very wise investment.
Yeah, Dad, but...
Oh, Ward! Fred and Gwen just drove up.
Yeah, okay, dear.
Beaver, look. We're going out to dinner and we won't be late.
Okay, Mom.
Good night, son.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad. Bye.
Well, come on, Beav, eat. What's the matter with you?
I don't feel so good.
Yeah? Well, what's the matter with you?
It's about that B+ I got in English.
Huh? Well, now don't tell me you copied that composition out of some book or something.
No, it was my work and everything. But I didn't type it.
You didn't?
No. Eddie Haskell typed it for me while you were on the phone, and I gave him $1 for doing it.
Boy, Beaver, this is really liable to get you in trouble. This sounds like one of those no television for 6 months kind of messes.
It already has. Mr. Bailey, he gave us a whole big long assignment that's got to be in by tomorrow. And if I don't typewrite it, he's going to start asking questions.
Gee, Beaver, I sure wish I could help you out, but I got to get on over to Mary Ellen's and get him working on my own homework.
Yeah. Boy, even studying with a girl would be better than the mess I'm in. Gilbert.
Hi, Beav. Your parents home?
No, nobody's home except me.
Boy, Beav, that's neat. Now I can watch you type up your homework without having anyone tell me to beat it.
Yeah, well, I'm working in the den. Hey, Gilbert, I gotta tell you something. You know that paper I handed in today? Well, I didn't really type it. Eddie Haskell typed it for me.
Eddie did it? Boy, Beav, that's cheating.
Yeah, I know it is now. But when Eddie was doing it, it just seemed like a neat idea.
Yeah, it's funny how neat ideas can go bad when you start thinking about them. What are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to write it in longhand and get yelled at. Somebody's at the door.
Yeah. Hey, if it's Guy collecting, tell him your dad gives it the office.
Hiya, Squirt. Is Wally home?
No, he's not. He went over to do his homework with the girl, and my mom and dad went out to supper.
Well, well, well.
What are you and Gilbert going to do? Form an ignorant club?
No, Eddie, we're just going to do our homework.
Okay, hand over the buck and let me get busy here.
Eddie, I don't want to do it that way. I'm going to write it out.
Okay. But your teacher's going to ask you how come it's not typewritten. And then he's going to clobber you.
Well, it's better than making a deal with you.
Who are you, the Better Business Bureau? Look, kid, what are you going to tell your teacher?
I don't know.
No strain, kid. Just tell him the typewriter's busted.
But it's not.
It is now. You see, try it.
Hey, Eddie. It is busted. How'd you know what to do?
It's a gift. Two creeps ought to hang around and take notes.
Eddie, you didn't really wreck it, did you?
Nah. I just slipped this little gizmo off. Well, don't forget me and you will, Sam.
Boy, Beeb, do you ever think we'll grow up to be as smart as Eddie?
I asked my brother that one time. He said if I did, he'd croak me. Yes, Mr. Bailey.
And I was rather disappointed to see that you did your assignment in longhand.
Yes, sir.
And with the usual erasures and scratches, appears we're right back where we started from.
Yeah, I know.
Typing your work was such an improvement. Did something happen to your typewriter?
Well, sorta.
Well, are you trying to tell me that your typewriter got broken?
Well, I'm not trying to tell you that, but that's what happened.
You didn't drop it or anything?
Oh, no, sir. I didn't drop it or anything. It just doesn't work.
Well, as I understand, it's a brand new typewriter. Seems rather odd.
Well, it just sort of sat there and got broke.
Yes. Well, I'm sure that it won't be in the shop too long.
The shop?
The shop where you took it to be repaired.
Oh, yeah, that shop.
Yes. I hope they fix it soon. How long will it be before you're typing your assignments again?
Well, I guess it's going to be quite a while.
Yes. Well, Theodore, I have to get back to correcting these papers.
Yes, sir. I don't want to stop you from doing your homework.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi. Say, did you go to school or did you spend the day building that sandwich?
Oh, well, I was just playing it safe. Mother wasn't home, so I thought you might have gone to one of those luncheons. You know, where all the mothers sit around and eat those creepy little sandwiches. And then when they come home, they don't feel much like cooking.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about that, because your mother happened to mention to me this morning that she had to go to a mother's club meeting at Beaver School.
Well, Mrs. Cleaver, I thought this was a very worthwhile meeting, didn't you?
I felt we accomplished a great deal.
Well, it's so nice to get together with parents and discuss our mutual problem.
It certainly is.
By the way, I was so sorry to hear about Theodore's typewriter.
What was that, Mr. Bailey?
Theodore's typewriter being broken. You know, he does so much better when he types his assignments.
The typewriter's broken?
Oh, didn't you know?
No, Beaver didn't mention it to me.
Well, I'm sure it was just an accident, Mrs. Cleaver. Beaver's such a wonderful boy. I'm so happy that you could make the meeting. Would you excuse me, please?
Oh, yes, and thank you.
Hey, what's this? Looks like you're really trying for a change.
Yeah, Wally, and I'm going to keep on trying until I can type real good.
Hey, now you're wising up.
Yeah, I'm going to make up for all that crummy stuff, like saying the typewriter was broken and all that junk.
What's this all about?
Gee, Wally, I'd explain it to you, but the way things have been piling up, I don't think I'd even tell it straight to my own brother.
Beaver's new typewriter is broken?
That's what Beaver's English teacher mentioned to me at the Mother's Club meeting.
Well, that's strange. I was upstairs just a few minutes ago, and I could have sworn I heard the typewriter going in the boys' room.
Why? I don't know.
Huh. I think this calls for a little fatherly detective work. Well, Well, Beaver, I see the typewriter's working okay.
Oh, yes, sir.
I heard it was broken.
Oh, you see, Dad, it was and it wasn't, and now it isn't.
Oh?
Dad, would you like to pull up a chair?
Oh, yes.
And Wally, maybe it'd be better if you left the room.
Sure, Beaver.
Well, Dad, first of all, I want to start out by telling you, you got a rat for a son.
Well, Beaver, I don't agree with you, but why do you say that?
Well, you see, Dad, a lot of creepy stuff has been going on, and it all started when I let another guy type my homework for me.
You didn't type your own homework?
No, Dad, but Mr. Bailey thought I did, and then he gave me this big, long assignment, and I didn't want the other guy to type it for me, so I let him fix the machine so I could tell Mr. Bailey it was broken. And the bad stuff kept happening and happening. Well, and I'm going to practice real hard, Dad, so I can typewrite anything. Well, so I won't have to feel like a little rat. And now if you want to yell at me, it's okay.
Well, I think we'll leave the punishing to Mr. Bailey. But, Beaver, I'm not letting you off the hook about this typewriter. You're going to have to go through with your promise to stick with it.
Yes, sir. Oh, and Dad?
Yes, Beaver?
Would you tell Wally he can come back in the room now?
Hey, Beav, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, Wally, it's a funny thing. Typing's sort of like working a yo-yo or kicking a football. You can practice and practice and nothing happens, then all of a sudden it just sort of comes to you.
Yeah. I guess the trouble is a lot of guys give up on stuff too soon.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be something if a guy was learning to play baseball, then all of a sudden he quit, and he was really the world's greatest home run hitter and didn't even know it?
Yeah, that's something to think about, all right.
Yeah. You know, I think I'll go get my bat and ball and start to practice.
Oh, no, you don't, Bee. You're going to stick with that typewriter.
Okay, Wally.
Up next on TV Land, a very special episode of Family Ties, in part because to us, they're all very special. But this one, well, it's just special among special. Really. So stay tuned.